Facebook cover page. Right as we came walking out of the concert, Woody Woodpecker and whatever Mrs. Woodpecker's name is, were out there on Main Street. This is damn midnight or whatever. So I'm getting my picture taken with Woody Woodpecker. Bridget and I are having a lot of fun. You can tell in that picture. You should make sure you look at
it. Okay, got that one. All right. So this segment
is brought to you by Heritage Building Maintenance.
How come you're doing it? Isn't it mine to do?
No.
Oh, it's yours to do.
It's the fourth one, and we don't do it the first one. I did first. You did second. So it's your turn.
Okay.
Heritage Building Maintenance provides quality, health-centric building maintenance and janitorial service throughout central Iowa. Heritage is a future-focused and driven by technology to find a healthier and more efficient way to serve their clients. They believe they should provide a first line of defense and proper health care, be industry leaders in implementing health-focused innovation and technology, provide peace of mind and protecting the future by being certified partner in science-proven microbial control to provide an advanced level of janitorial service to their clients. Go to heritagebldg.com to check out more about cleaning and the future of janitorial services.
Smooth. You are so smooth.
Thanks.
There you go.
Speaking of smooth.
Smooth.
Where you, I'm not sure where you're going to go, okay. The circus that we like to call Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
Okay. Is this part of the Aaron Rodgers plan? Was it really a, what's that? Brandon Wilson? Not Brandon Wilson. The one who leaked it on Instagram.
Oh.
Said, congratulations, being retired. The receiver.
Devontae Adams.
No. But anyway, it was leaked that Brandon Marshall said, great, one of the best, happy retirement.
Really?
You didn't see that?
I didn't see
that. That came out. But anyway, is that a diversion so people are just not worried about where he's going to go or if he's going to go, or they just don't have to talk about it anymore?
Brian Gutekunst, the general manager, you can't be any more weird than how he's acting. I mean, he's acting like, you know, we're just kind of going through our due diligence. We know Aaron's Aaron, blah, blah, blah. Listen, there is nobody. Now, I don't know if Matt LaFleur thinks this way, but Brian Gutekunst is saying, listen, I'm the general manager of this team. I can't general manage because I have a quarterback that is a loose cannon. And right. I'm not saying that him being a loose cannon, he doesn't deserve whatever. But if you're a general manager of a football team and you don't have money that everybody else does in the league and you have to draft wisely and you draft, I mean, this is where it all started to go downhill last year. They draft some really good wide receivers who are going to be great players, and they showed flashes of just how good they're going to be.
Right.
But how good can they be if the person that's going to be throwing to them doesn't do any of the stuff until 2 weeks before the first game he comes in? That's when he comes in.
Right.
Because he's Aaron Rodgers and I can do whatever I want to
right,
do.
Right, but that, okay, you and I both agree that's horrible for team camaraderie.
Yeah.
And also, you know what's horrible? Timing.
Yes.
You got to throw these guys a million
times.
It's
one thing for me to say I hate practice, but right. It doesn't mean that I hate being around people
yes.
that are practicing.
Right.
I just don't want to practice.
Yeah, I mean, it was Brandon Marshall today, so I want to be the first to say salute to Aaron Rodgers for a phenomenal career. You are one of the greatest, Marshall tells on camera. There's a little video that he did. You know, it's
that's hilarious.
So
listen, he's a different cat, and
Brandon Marshall?
No, well, he's a different cat too. Aaron Rodgers is going to be just as big outside of he doesn't need football anymore. You know, a lot of these guys need a football career to do that. Pat McAfee's going to have Aaron Rodgers on for the rest of his life.
Right. But does football still need Aaron Rodgers?
Not necessarily, no. I mean, the thing that hurt Aaron Rodgers the most, all the quirkiness and all that, is a last game of the year, last game on television of the year in the regular season. You win, you go to the playoffs, and you got beat by a Detroit Lions team that had zero to right. play for, except for they have Dan Campbell, and that, well, he got yeah, the guys ready to play. Exactly.
Make you punch and the ball before you go
beat,
to church.
Yeah. You got beat on your home field, and you didn't get to go to the playoffs, which you told everybody, we're fine. We're going to make the playoffs, and he couldn't get it done. I mean, that didn't bode well. So
I'm just trying to figure out, is this keep throwing stones in the pond so the ripples continue? Or and we were, you know, it's okay. You're not going to talk about me directly today, but if if I can have my buddy Brandon Marshall say something, then we're still going to talk about it. And look at right now, yeah, Des Moines, Iowa. It's not the NFL season, and we're talking about Aaron Rodgers.
And we didn't talk about it yesterday, and we normally would. I mean, I thought when the Green Bay Packers could take I don't think there's here's a really funny thing. I don't think there's going to be a revolt of Green Bay Packer fans if Jordan Love is the quarterback, and they're going to all turn their tickets back in, because if 10,000 of them turn their tickets in today, 10,000 of them will be sold tomorrow.
Right.
I mean, exactly. The Green Bay Packers aren't worried about that. I don't want to be held hostage by somebody, no matter how good you are. First ballot Hall of Famer.
Right.
That's the reason. Here's the one reason why I think he is not retiring. Is that means that him and Tom Brady go into the Hall of Fame at the same time, and he's not going to be the number one quarterback going in on the Hall of Fame ballot.
Exactly.
He's coming back at some point.
He's
going
to be second to Tom Brady again.
Yeah, he's not letting that happen. I
was looking at Twitter. The funniest thing through this whole ordeal was it was right at Groundhog Day, and it was Annie Agar that we follow her.
Oh,
she does that weekly NFL.
Oh,
so she's great on Twitter. But she's the one that said, oh, it's Groundhog Day. Aaron Rodgers goes and sees his shadow, and it's six more weeks of indecision. So. Love that. I mean,
yeah,
she's just genius.
She's just genius. So good. And she is, what is her fan affiliation?
She's a Packer, from my understanding.
Really?
Yes.
So that, I didn't know if she was a Packer or a Bills fan.
No, it's at least a Packer, but God knows she owns every jersey, so.
You have some organizations, though, that you're getting ready to see some turning points. Green Bay won. If Aaron Rodgers isn't there and he goes, I don't think he's done. But I think he's done in Green Bay. I think they're starting to lay the foundation that he's done in Green Bay. And, you know, if he goes somewhere else, that's fine. And I think that's okay. But you have a lot of these different little things that are going to, you know, he's one of, what is he? He's one of three. You have Aaron Rodgers, you have Derek Carr, and you have Lamar Jackson. And the Baltimore Raven guy got just ripped yesterday. Because he didn't come out and he didn't say anything. And he's like, listen, I'm negotiating. I want Lamar Jackson to be here,
right. But
it has to be, and it's Eric DaCosta. And Eric DaCosta is a New Yorker, man. You can tell when he's talking.
Yeah.
It's funny. And he's like, you know, this can't just be about Lamar. And I'm like, guys, you've had him. And here's the other thing. This is going to, maybe it won't knock your socks off, but it knocked my socks off. Lamar Jackson and Daniel Jones came in the draft at the same time. They both are getting, these are their contracts that they're getting right now, with the one with the New York Giants and one. Lamar Jackson and Daniel Jones, I think, got drafted ahead of Lamar Jackson.
Right. I'm reading that. I'm seeing that here, too, with Eric DaCosta. It's his statement. I love this. That being said, I covet great players. I covet quarterbacks. I love Lamar.
He loves him enough to never give him anything. I don't want to bore people with stats. But in the 5 years that Lamar has been with, maybe it's four, I think it's five, they have never, based on talent at skill positions on the offensive side of the ball, have been in the 30s in the league the entire time he's been there.
Oh, I know.
He's so crazy. See, I keep hearing Jets fans going, oh, Aaron Rodgers, you got to pay him $53 million and then 50 again, and you get him for 2 years. You're probably not getting him for 2 years. Or you get Lamar Jackson. And if I'm like Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall, I'm going, yeah, can we have him?
Yes.
Because when he goes back to pass and or a fake handoff or goes and he runs, I guarantee you right now, Lamar Jackson, even before Breece Hall hurt his knee, Lamar Jackson can run faster than Breece Hall, and I love Breece Hall.
Right.
But Garrett, well, I mean, you have all these players, and they have money, and you're like, man. But I think for some reason, and maybe because where he played college football, I think if Lamar Jackson had his choice, I think he would go to Atlanta. I think he would go to the Falcons and rebuild with them.
There is a vibe coming out of there on that. Yeah.
I do, too, and I would automatically be a Falcons fan.
And not to, I mean, it's this time of year, but we still, with the news and everything going on, I got a question about Green Bay. I look at it this way. Will they, you know, they've been such a quarterback, how do I say this, quarterback-centered organization, you know, Rodgers, and then to Brett Favre, and then Bart Starr. I mean, we've always talked about that. Do they? Oh,
the Magic Man. Come on. Don Markowski.
Okay. Yeah, you keep going there.
The Magic Man.
But is it, do they have to be the Green Bay Packers moving forward? Do they have to have that?
No.
That star quarterback?
Because I don't think anybody thought Brett Favre was going to be that good. And I definitely don't think people thought Aaron Rodgers was going to be that good. And I think there's people there, maybe this is the problem, that actually think that Jordan Love is that good. He just needs to play.
And
now he's on year three.
Right.
If Aaron comes back again, now you've wasted three of his years. Now you get a fourth. And then as soon as it's his fifth, then you have to start negotiating.
Right.
So you only have 2 years left. You might as well see what you got.
To me, I've always thought there must be some sort of talent to him,
right.
Jordan Love. If it miffed off Aaron Rodgers that much they brought him in, if he saw him as a threat or whatever,
right.
But I mean, however that is, but anyway, it's, again, we said this towards the end of the season. We've said this after the Super Bowl, that it is going to be one of the best off seasons with what we've seen far as the coaching carousel, the quarterback carousel,
16 offensive coordinators, yeah. 11 defensive coordinators. Yeah. That is crazy.
So, I mean, it is going to be it's going to be a great offseason. I mean, next thing you know it, we're going to be talking the draft, which is going to be phenomenal. But just to see what teams think they can do and what they need. So, I don't know. I don't know what direction I want this Aaron Rodgers thing to do or what, but I just want something to happen so we can move in a different direction.
Yeah.
Was that a statement of some sort?
A little inside from that we can't talk about, but I'll talk to you about it when we get off.
All right, is there a button? Just go to break now.
So, no. it's
we said,
it's coming a little clear.
Yeah, everything's going to come out about what happened
sooner,
to Ames,
sooner so. Or later.
Yep.
You know, but that's, see, here's a really funny thing, because there are, outside of the San Francisco 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
Not the football team, not the football organization, but outside the football organization with, you know, some of the ESPN guys, because they like to, mm-hmm. you know, anything that they can raise. But fans, too, they're like, well, we drafted Trey Lance, and we wasted a draft pick on him that high. You know, we need to see what he can do. He's still not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched somebody sent me a Christian McCaffrey. He was being interviewed by someone. Mm-hmm. And he said, here's what turned for our football team with Brock Purdy. And it was some of the captains on the defensive squad, and said, we play against Brock every day in practice, and he is that good. Now, he's
and that's
not,
the number one. That was the number one defense in the league.
And this isn't saying that he's going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback. We can win football games with him because we couldn't stop him, and right. we're really good.
Right.
And I don't think they have that same trust in Trey Lance. The trust in Jordan.
Have they had enough time to really analyze him?
No, but I don't think that he's not accurate. That's the one thing that I didn't understand when they drafted Trey Lance, because everything in a Kyle Shanahan offense, a Matt LaFleur offense, is how accurate are you?
Right.
You have to be accurate with your passing, and he's not accurate. He's got a cannon,
right.
but he's not accurate with it. And that doesn't, the cannon doesn't help George Kittle, and it doesn't help some of their wide receivers, and it doesn't help. But Christian McCaffrey said as soon as the defense said that about Brock, then the offense bought in, and then he won them over. And they said, well, how long did it take him to win you guys over? About 25 minutes into the first practice that he was our starting quarterback.
Right.
And we're like, okay, we just ran every play, and he knew every signal, everything, every movement. Okay, we're okay. And they were okay.
Yeah,
and, and the only reason they weren't okay was he had a freak accident happen, that somebody actually hit him in the arm when he was trying to have his arm come forward,
yep.
and that's what happened. So, you know, but there was a lot of people today that saying that, you know, if you have Trey Lance, now San Francisco 49ers could be a player in all this, because they're going to trade Jimmy Garoppolo. And if they trade Trey Lance and maybe pick up, you know, pick up a backup guy to come in, It's going to be really interesting to see where some of these quarterbacks are going to. Trust me, Carson Wentz is not going to not have. He's going to be a backup somewhere. The Kansas City right. Chiefs just lost their guy. He'd been there, the guy that made like $6 million a touchdown pass in his career.
Yeah.
He had like eight, made $32 million.
And that was one of the best ones I saw on social media after he retired. And it was one of my Dolphin links, if you will. Former Dolphin quarterback retires a Super Bowl champion. Oh, shut up. Jed Haney.
I could see Carson Wentz going to be the backup to Patrick Mahomes. Right. He knows he has to do something different if he's ever going to get another shot at being a number one quarterback. Why wouldn't you go back with Andy Reid? Why wouldn't you go back? Why wouldn't you want to be the backup to Patrick Mahomes? That's not a bad gig.
Right.
It's a really good gig, actually. So
I mean, Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah. I mean, there's quarterbacks out there.
Yeah.
It's going to be a really interesting time, and
does Carson Wentz still think he should be a starter somewhere?
I don't think so.
You think he's kind of had that clarity in his eye?
And if because someone like Marcus Mariota has a place to go. It's just not like if I was the Baltimore Ravens and I had to have a back. If you kept Lamar Jackson and you had Marcus Mariota,
Marcus as his backup. Okay.
Marcus Mariota has to go somewhere that he can have the run throw option.
Right.
To be a backup somewhere. Right. So, I mean, there's
so he's not out. You don't think he's going to leave the league? He will be a backup somewhere.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt he's going to do that. I don't think he had the greatest coaching where he was either. So, you're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steve and Scott. You listen to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports fans. Be right back.
Here's a look at
Creation and the Ad Council.
A man who lives and breathes Iowa sports. Steen on sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Tuesday. No, God, what day is this?
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Hump day.
Wow. I have to think more when I turn the microphone on.
I'm telling you, if I can figure out a place in this office the studio we're going to redesign, we should put up a calendar.
That would be good. I think that would actually be really, really good.
Didn't mean to move my microphone so you couldn't
see
me.
You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower _13, at Happy Hour _SS, and at 1700 Champ. I always love that I sit there and I stare at something. It doesn't have any of the things that I just said, but I'm just staring at it. Yeah, it's great. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. Auburn, Alabama tonight, 6 o'clock. Northern Iowa and Illinois State. Arch Madness, 11:30 tomorrow. We need them to win so they keep going. So all these little orange things going across highlights, they keep playing. Drake and Bradley don't play. I think they get double bye. Iowa Hawkeyes looking for a double bye. That's really helpful.
Yeah.
Very helpful.
Because last night was awesome, and then they just need to Nebraska.
Win one of they gotta win that one. And would be a good season that if at certain points in the season they could have had turned this wheel like it's kind of turning right now. It could have been a really special season, but let me do this read, then look at me and tell me Hawkeyes so I remember that when we come back out.
Right,
Des Moines Orthopedic Center is helping you get back to living through orthopedic care. 3 locations, 6001 Westtown Parkway, West Des Moines, 1301 Penn Avenue, Suite 213, Des Moines, 350 Northeast 36th Street, Ankeny, Iowa. Services include foot and ankle, hand therapy, hip, knee, shoulder, spine, sports med, sports rehab, trauma, and urgent injury. Those urgent injury clinics are located in Ankeny and West Des Moines locations. No appointment needed. Look up wait times online at DMOS.com. New to DMOS is Engineered Performance by DMOS, world-class sports rehab and performance training center in Central Iowa. Joey Glenn is good. South 1711 Southwest Plaza Parkway in Ankeny, Iowa. Again, Des Moines Orthopedic Centers. Thank you very much. Okay, Hawkeyes.
Hawkeyes.
Now I have to remember what I was going to say about the Hawkeyes.
The Iowa.
Oh, so here's my question to you with the Iowa Hawkeyes. Connor McCaffrey is done after this season.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Murray, first round draft pick. Does he go? I think he's good enough to go.
Is he?
I don't think he's good enough to be in the.
I see, to me,
I don't think he's good enough in the top 13.
He didn't rise up and stay up.
Well,
he flashes.
I think that thing on top of that is that he didn't have a Keegan Murray playing with him to elevate. I mean,
right.
Chris and Keegan together did. I think one more year might do him good, but I think if somebody tells you you're a first-round draft pick.
I don't think he's a first-round draft pick.
Man, but I've watched some other teams and some of these guys have on there, and I'm like, his game doesn't. You know,
I would say one more year.
Yeah, I don't think one more year would hurt him.
No.
I'm curious to see what Patrick will do.
You know what? I agree with that. I am curious
how he sees the program, especially without Connor being there. I'm curious on that part, and I'm not for sure where the other pieces are that they have. But I mean that's the one that I thought about it all last night. I'm like, if I'm Chris Murray, what do I do? And I think the biggest person to ask is Keegan, is that what you're doing? Is it fun? Or is it a job? Because if Keegan Murray tells Chris it's a job, but it's basketball, but it's a job.
Don't you think the NBA is going to Keegan though and go, you know, what do you think? Do you think he's showing really some good signs? Should we go after him? Is he good?
I think you're gonna have both of that. But I think Chris is different. Their personalities are a little bit different. I think if he thinks it's a job and a grind, then maybe I get one more year. Maybe I come back. This is fun.
Yeah, but
playing college basketball is fun.
But if he does go first round and then, I mean, paycheck.
And I don't know what.
Sometimes you work a job that is a grind because of a paycheck.
And I don't know what kind of name, image, likeness money the men's basketball team's getting. They're not
getting
Caitlin. They're not getting Caitlin Clark.
I was going to say, trust me, we don't hear a lot about
none of them.
NLI money out of Iowa basketball.
So I think some of that, you know, plays into it a little bit too. But I am very curious to see what Patrick does, because if it's not fun, man, that's a grind for something that's not fun on somebody that's just going.
How young is the youngest McCaffrey? How long before he comes?
I think he's a junior. He'll be a senior next year.
Okay.
I do believe. Unless somebody tells me I'm wrong, I think he's a junior. I know he's not a senior, so I think he's a junior.
All right.
And he's special.
That's what I heard.
He's like really the two of them put together, a little taller than Connor, not as tall as Patrick, but has both their skill sets.
Right.
And at the same
time,
has
mom and dad's personalities.
At both of their personalities,
right.
Which one has, I mean, Patrick's mom, Connor's dad, and I think the youngest one is in between.
Yeah.
A very talented family of basketball players, though. So, competitive.
Like I said, I said it out loud again last night that I've got this weird love affair going on with Fran McCaffrey. I mean, from the passionate, you know, red face to the stare is just my year right there in basketball. I love the stare.
And I think now I'm curious because I almost texted Ben Sheridan, one of Nader's friends,
yes.
First baseman on the baseball team.
Yes.
Is a manager for the Hawkeyes.
I wanted to get
his, you know, because we see I don't go to Iowa games, I go to Iowa State games. TJ's the CEO.
Right.
That's what he does. Right. Every once in a while, he steps in and
he's not the X's and O's guy.
No,
but
he's not the defensive guy. He's not the offensive guy.
He's the motivator. Yep.
TJ runs the basketball program like the football program. He's the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a defensive coordinator. He's got an offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. He's got somebody that he trusts that is taking all these young men and making sure they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. And he's the head coach. And when I say stuff, we jump. And when these guys, they're going to tell you what we're going to do because we've game planned this out. And I think that's probably the best way to run. I mean, I think it's very difficult to do that with a football program because you have 130 kids. It's not hard to do when you have 15.
Right, right.
So I think Fran is kind of that same way. He lost one of his, but I think it's even more now. I think he has that same time. This is my offensive guy. This is my defensive guy.
Yeah, but Fran seems to be a little more X's nose, isn't he?
He's more offensive.
Yes.
He's the offensive guy.
Right.
And that's where he hangs his hat. And that's why they got to 90 points. I'm thinking for Iowa State to get to 90 points, the other team had to foul out like eight people, and we're playing against three to get to 90 points. Because we don't win games if we get to 90 points. But it's just...
No, I agree with you. I mean, but the roller coaster of the Iowa basketball season, I'm happy for the Hawkeyes now that they are, if you're going to peak, do it now.
Do it now. And what you have to do, because last year, remember, they were riding high. They won the Big Ten. They won the Big Ten tournament on a huge, huge high on the roller coaster.
Right.
And then couldn't have come out flatter.
Right.
I would rather lose in the first round of the Big Ten tournament. I think they're going to be seated where they're seated. Once again, they had a couple of, you know what really hurt them last night? Them beating Indiana. If Indiana loses again, that knocks Indiana out of being actually a quad one win. So actually beating Indiana last night.
Come on, Indiana. Yeah, exactly.
Actually probably hurt them. Having Indiana winning last night probably wouldn't have hurt at all, but Iowa beating Indiana actually hurt, which is scary. But once again, I can't wait. I just want to get the tournament thing over with because I hate conference tournaments anyway because I really truthfully don't think they mean anything. Scott, is that horrible of me?
No,
because it's just like if I know, you know what they matter to, who a team that needs two wins in their conference tournament to get into
exactly.
a chance to get into the tournament.
Exactly, that's exactly
for right. Iowa last year to have all that energy and all that to win that Big Ten tournament. And then come out and have that happen. Every single one of those kids would say, "Okay, I'd give up my Big Ten championship to get to the second round and see how we would have done." I mean, I would have done that in a heartbeat. So I don't know. It's interesting to see how everything's going to shake out. But like we said yesterday, I think it's going to be the greatest NCAA tournament that we've had since 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, when you had like 10, 11, 12 teams that could win the NCAA championship. So you were watching every single it. Not that a 1-16 was going to happen, but anything from a four, what is that? 4-13, 5-12, all those games. You didn't know who was going to win those games.
Right.
Even big conference, it didn't matter because now it's just going to be interesting, I think.
All right, and it's funny you say it because it's the Big Ten Women's Basketball Tournament going on, and the first game was Penn State-Minnesota. Penn State won over Minnesota, 72-67, and Northwestern and Rutgers is going on right now. Actually, Rutgers is ahead 59-53 with a minute 42 to go. So that's our first day.
That's it. See, isn't that crazy?
Of the Big Ten Women's Tournament.
Yep.
So here we go.
And that's going to be... With that grouping, and to see an Indiana Iowa game again, that would be pretty cool.
On a neutral field?
Yep, on a neutral court.
Neutral court, excuse me, field.
And that's going to be the other. So they got beat. Who beat the Hawkeye women up the game before that? It was.
Keep talking. You know, yep. I got stacks of paper.
It's right. Was it Maryland? It was. No, maybe it was Maryland.
I think it was Maryland, to be honest with you.
I think it was
men's,
Maryland.
That's women's.
Because Maryland, they had a close
right.
game. They had a close game with them, too. I think they won another shot at that one because they did not play well that game. But once again, if you're Iowa, if you're a top 10 team, I don't know if you need to go through and win your tournament in women's basketball. I think those seeds are – I think they're a two seed no matter what they do. So,
because it was Maryland.
Maryland, yep.
Yeah. Because Iowa beat Nebraska, Maryland beat Iowa, and then Iowa beat Indiana by one.
Yeah, it was Maryland, and they did not
96-68.
They did not play well. They did not play well. I mean, even for them, they didn't play well defensively.
No.
So, but this is. I mean, it's the most. What do you have? 1, 2, 3, 4. You have 4 weeks. Actually, five. But you can't the fifth. Goes into the weekend and not during the week. But other than that, this is the best time of year. When we do a little, well, actually, I think I can do it now. Did you see today? This is the funny thing that came out on the PGA today. The PGA is going to, the PGA today said that they're going to have more tournaments with less golfers and no cuts. And they're, you know, the majors are going to be that, but most of the other tournaments are going to be that way. Greg Norman has to be over there going, yeah, what a really fantastic idea you had, even though you guys are ripping us the whole entire time.
Exactly.
They're raising purses.
Yep. That was the first thing for me when they started like, well, I think we can push a little more coin in there.
Yeah.
I got to find it here. I'll have to look at break, but there was, they said there was also something between Rory and Tiger that there's going to be four player team weekends.
Yes. It's their new, it's their new golf thing. And I can't, I can't remember what it's, it's him and Rory. And I mean that
it's like BetMGM knows me because this just popped up literally on my Twitter.
Because
Arnold Palmer invitational odds: John Rahm +650, McIlroy +900, Scheffler +900.
Okay, seriously,
Zalatoris.
It popped up because we're talking about the PGA.
No, I had it pulled up.
Oh, I was going to say that. Not that that would surprise me.
Will Zalatoris +1800. Homa, Morikawa. I wouldn't say no to plunking a dime on, excuse me, I shouldn't say that, a dollar on Morikawa.
So his is, it's TGR Ventures is is what they're doing. Did you see his?
I don't think you chug a beer at every hole, but I bet you it's pretty fun.
He designed a, he designed two 18-hole putting courses that made them look like actual courses that are miniature golf putting courses down in Arizona.
Wow.
He is
Tiger. He's involved now, isn't he?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's TMRW. So Tiger, Rory. Yeah, that's those. It's really funny how they have gotten together.
Right.
Because I think Rory was this young, brash kid, but didn't, you know, but they could see how good he was going to be. And now he went from this British phenom to, oh yeah, I live in Florida most of the year.
Well,
and
he
got it, right?
Yes. For watching, you needed Phil and Tiger.
Right.
As much as, you know. Yep. In professional wrestling, you need that.
Oh, absolutely.
Pick a team. You know, it's, are you Dale Earnhardt or are you Jeff Gordon? You had to, you know, pick.
Oh my gosh, so that was the biggest one.
So, so it's picking. Are you Tiger? Well, Phil's gone, so we need, not that they're adversaries.
No,
but it gives you
You have have two people.
So the scale doesn't tip all the way to Tiger all the time.
And they have to take a position because John Rahm doesn't really, and Scottie Scheffler not a talker.
No, he's not.
So I mean, you had to do something. Happy Hour Sports with Steve and Scott. You're listening to us on 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM. We'll be back for the last segment.
When you're raised on a steady diet of swishes, slams, jams, and alley.
Join our fight. Save lives.
1700 The Champ, Central Iowa's home for sports talk radio. Steen on Sports, real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Last segment of this Wednesday. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're bringing you your sports your way.
Every day.
Right here on 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM, real sports talk for real sports fans. Twitter is at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower _13, and at Happy Hour _SS. Facebook at 1700 The Champ, and the website 1700thechamp.com. I will get the yesterday and today's shows up on the podcast tonight when I get home. Tonight you get Auburn at Alabama, 6 o'clock. So right after this, we're going to go right into that. Northern Iowa versus Illinois State, 11:30 pregame in Arch Madness. Michigan, Illinois tomorrow night at 6. And we'll kind of take you through the rest because it depends on if you win or lose on who's going to be playing on our radio stations live. This is your last read.
Which one did you do?
I did.
I got Palmer Group.
You have
right?
Palmer Group.
Yep. There we go. Palmer Group, an employee-owned company providing employment services since 1998. Finding a job has always been challenging, but in 2023, it is even more daunting. Palmer Group was founded to change the dynamic and focus on the clients and the candidates to make lives better. The company's motto of getting candidates and companies on the same page to make things happen has never been more important and challenging. Currently, there are over 500 jobs that are open on the website at thepalmergroup.com. Jobs in accounting and finance, admin and customer service, manufacturing, information technology, mortgage and banking, and it keeps both the staff and the candidates very busy. Check out the website and find out what Palmer Group can do for you. Oh, I'm a wildcat.
There you go.
There you go.
Woo!
All right, so I know it's our last subject, so I'm going to just kind of throw something weird out there. Are you addicted to this Wordle thing, too?
I do. I like playing.
Oh, good Lord. I mean, it's Bridget and I every day against each other. Who gets it first? Who got it this? I blame Sarah. Sarah and Alexa, they're the one that got it going and introduced it. But, man, it makes your mind work.
It does. I also like to do the one where you have to make the water go and try to get down or get marbles to go from one
there
up there.
I'm a
Sudoku guy, too. I mean, yeah. I do that when I'm struggling or I'll sit and do that really quick to try to get back in.
We last Saturday watching Brandon's games streamed because he was over, was it Saint? They're the Saints. The Saint Bernards were there, but I think it was Saint. But anyway, it was over in Juliet is where they played. And so we've got it streaming. It's great. It was YouTube. I mean, the announcers, stats on the screen, all these things. It was YouTube. We've got on the big screen downstairs, so we're sitting at the high top, and it's like, you know, play Scrabble. So neither one of us played Scrabble a long time, but that first game was a little rough because there's a lot of three and four tile words all clustered together. By the third or fourth game, we're getting into five, six letter words and things like that.
Bed.
It was yes.
Drum.
Yes. When she pulled out porn as one of her words, I'm like, okay,
Bridget.
We're getting. No, hey, it was. She got triple word score. She did well. She did well with it.
There you
go. But anyway, it gets crazy at the household sometimes, buddy.
That's okay. That's a good thing. Judges today okayed some of Brian Flores' claims against the NFL, so that is going to move forward.
Okay.
I think that's a huge hire. The two biggest hires that you had this year in this offseason so far is Brian Flores going to be the defensive coordinator at the Minnesota Vikings.
Yes.
And your defensive coordinator,
Vic Fangio,
going to the Miami Dolphins.
Yep.
Those are two of the biggest. I think that's three extra wins for each of those teams. Just having that type of mind doing your defense, and the other team that should have done that this year should have been the Green Bay Packers, and they kept the guy they had, even though their defense was pretty porous this year. So we'll have to take a look at that. So. If you haven't noticed with the NBA that ESPN loves them some Los Angeles Lakers and LeBron James,
right.
and they're like, okay, these are the most 23 most important game of LeBron James's career going to be right here, and we're going to play them all.
Yep.
And then he hurts his foot, and then last night they're playing the Memphis Grizzlies, and Anthony Davis hurts his foot, and D'Angelo Hall. sprains his ankle, and all ESPN could do today is, okay, so we can't talk about the Lakers anymore. What are we going to talk about? And they had nothing.
Well, they
nothing to talk about.
Charged the young man from Georgia, so that gave him something to talk about.
It did for a while. You know, and that's such a difficult one, too, because you have, I mean, this is their lead headline. Top draft prospect Carter charged in fatal crash. No, he wasn't. He got charged two misdemeanors of speeding and something else.
He was leaving the scene.
And leaving the scene. Misdemeanors had nothing to do with anything. That is their headline.
Yes.
That's why I don't like.
Well, that's what people do. Again, I said earlier, former Dolphins quarterback retires a Super Bowl champ. No, he didn't. It's nothing to do with the Dolphins.
No.
He was with the Chiefs, for Pete's
sake.
But no, it's we talk about this all the time. Whether it's Stephen A. Scott or whoever it is, click, click, clickety, click. Good or bad, the clicks get you numbers, your numbers get you money. I mean, trust me, if we were living on clicks, you and I would be very hungry.
Yeah, we would be very hungry. And, that, you know, that's like why Jim Rome is so popular, right? Why is Jim Rome so popular? Because he was calling, oh, my gosh, I had just had it on my brain. The quarterback, he was the quarterback for the Rams.
Oh, it's he got his thing because it was.
He kept calling her a girl.
Everett.
Name. Yeah.
He kept saying Chris Everett, who right. was the female
tennis player.
Right.
And it was Jim Everett.
Jim Everett.
And he kept calling him Chris Everett. And he goes, call me Chris Everett one more time. He goes, Chris Everett. And he punched him.
Right, exactly.
That's why he's so, I mean, that is Stephen A., but he's taking
you're
it
feeling
to.
Feeling strong, call me Elf one more time.
Exactly. That is
angry
funny.
Elf. before I lose my notes, the game that was going in Class 1A in the girls' high school, Remsen St. Mary, as we talked about, against West Fork. Remsen was the victor in that game.
Nice.
You said who's from Remsen St. Mary?
Lauren Meyer.
Yes, you did.
I did.
That's a name I didn't expect to see today.
Yeah, I didn't think about them when you said that. I'm like, I think that is, wow. Well, now it's on CBS right now. Iowa State dismisses Grill, adding to late season woes.
Yes.
That's too bad.
That it is a, yes. Like I said, the terminology of dismissing for conduct, where 24 hours from now, I know I won't be here with you, but 20 hours from now, it's going
to
be a lot more story.
Yeah. And it really does. For me, it does make it tough because of the relationship that Nate with his buddy
right.
and they have with that grouping. It makes it a tough, you never want to talk. I have a hard time even talking about college kids, especially high school kids or college kids, just because it's unfair, I think. But I guess, you know, one of the reasons why is because, holy crap, I'm glad nobody had cameras on their phones and could write about anything that I did when I was in college. Or high school, either one.
I was going to say, dude, we set our phones down.
I have people,
when we go out now.
Yeah, I have people that I see that taught me going, oh, I look at your Facebook and I'm so proud that you grew up. Like, thank you. That makes me feel better.
Have you met my wife, my editor?
Yes.
The things that are released.
That is why.
Super stoked that you said you're in for next Tuesday for doing Trivia Night.
Trivia
Night. That should be... down at Grand Junction. We'll leave here and head down there. That should be a good time.
I just want to go have some food. I love that.
Oh, yeah. I had, of course, his pizza last night.
So he actually came. He was in what I consider to be Grimes to start with.
It was
right?
The food depot.
Yeah.
Chris had the food depot.
That was really good food,
right.
too. I mean, same type of food.
He actually lives in Dallas, if I remember right or whatever, but he had the opportunity.
Yeah, not Dallas Center Grimes.
No.
He lives in
but
Dallas.
It was the places. It's the old Limey's, and the opportunity came up and for him to have put a little bit of time and money into.
He's a good dude. He's a lot of fun.
Into Limey's, and now it's Grand Junction. It is phenomenal.
You excited about Major League Baseball getting ready to start up?
I just looked. Cubs actually won today, so now they've had two wins.
There you go.
So mathematically, they're still in the preseason.
There you go.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. That's, you know, I with our mutual friend that we have. There you go.
There you go. I'm a little late.
I love Kauffman. I love going down, even though they've been good and they've been bad. But
it is a fun state.
To be able, I know we'll run down for a day game or something like that. It's beautiful.
I'm telling you, going to Minnesota Twins games are fun too.
Hopefully, I get to go to a Chapman day that he's pitching. So, he's with the Royals.
I know.
Yeah. So,
I mean, see him throw six pitches, six balls, and then go.
Hey, just so it's the ones that matter. Just so it's the ones that matter.
We have to do.
All right. So the bidding has begun on the fundraiser for the Mustang baseball. You want me to go $50 for the judge jersey for you?
Yes, at least that. That would be sweet.
Aaron right? Judge. There you go.
Aaron. Okay, so I'm not going to see you until Monday. Is that correct?
Well, Monday, Tuesday.
Monday. Yeah. No, not Monday.
Tuesday.
Monday.
I'll be back here Tuesday.
Tuesday. Yeah.
I'll be back. Just got to do that work thing, brother.
You do? Have a safe trip down to St. Louis, and I will see you when you get back in here. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us live on 1700 The Champ AM. 101.3 FM, real sports talk for real sports fans. Have a great time. Be safe.
See ya.
And I'll see you on Tuesday, my friend. See you guys tomorrow. Here's a look at track.